How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It's 5/22/24. Kevin, am I right or am I right?
Are you right or are you right? I think you're right.
I mean, that was right. Isn't that a great thing to have here
at
the station?
It is, Jay. Unfortunately, it's one that I just never partake in. Let's check the stats on it.
I brought in my wife accidentally in the grocery pickup. We thought we canceled that on the order, but accidentally got another soy sauce. So now we had an extra bottle, and I was like, give me that. I'll take it to work. I was so excited because, you know, I'll have like a whatever, that rice bag, that chicken and rice thing, whatever it is that you get from Costco, and sometimes a little dry. I was so excited.
Oh, this stuff is naturally brewed.
Oh, well, that's way better then. I mean, come on, man. Anything that needs a little oomph.
Just 1 tablespoon, and I'm sure that's usually...
Oh, that's about... It's more than enough per spoonful.
Okay. Is that for real?
I mean, I'm a little liberal with it. Yeah, like it's just...
So you might get 2...
I'm big on the sauces.
2 tablespoons?
Write that down, Steve. Mm-hmm. I'm big on the sauces.
This is why I can't have it.
Sauces.
Too much sodium.
Yeah, 1 tablespoon has 900 milligrams, so 2 would have 1,800,
that's
which
good
is
math.
My daily allowance.
Oh, what?
Actually, 15 to 1,800.
Huh. Well, more for me, as they say.
Yeah. Jay, you're going to get all of this. I did notice that Steve's mom at dinner the other night with the sushi place.
Yeah. Big Barb?
Yeah. I was like, wait, Big Barb, what do you have there? Because they brought her out a special little cup of something, and there was already soy sauce on the table. And it was low sodium soy sauce.
Ah, Big Bar, but the low sodium.
Only like 600 milligrams.
Nice. Mm. Well played.
Got to be healthy.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was going to ask if I could dip it in her soy sauce, but I didn't.
I was supposed to shout it out and let you know, Steve, that my daughter really enjoyed your folks on the air.
Okay.
And she says, oh, Steve's parents are so nice and they're so funny. And tell Steve that was really great that they were on the air. And I said, okay, I'll pass it on. So it's been passed on. She also said that she thought your mom's accent was funny.
Okay. Yeah, she does. Your dad has no accent.
No.
Yeah, no, I think zero is the right answer, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, she's from Michigan. So I think, I don't know, that might play a bit of a role too.
Hmm. Isn't that something?
I don't know. Maybe not.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, very nice.
So anyway, yeah, they sounded great on the air. Also, I don't know how many times I have to get fooled by the same thing before I realize either I'm just dumb or what I got to do to figure this out. But there is a commercial that plays as I'm driving in. It's the one of the gas app commercials, you know, where like you can save blank amount of pennies per gallon if you do the gas app thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the one that I think I did it for a while.
Yeah,
right?
You did. Yeah. So every time they play the commercial, they play the chime of the gas of, you know, how when your car makes the bing when you're at low fuel.
Oh, you're low on fuel. Yeah.
And you know, it's a very obvious sound. It's one that I think they all the car manufacturers probably do the same chime. And it goes like bing, and every morning I'll be driving in and I'm bing. I look down, what? I'm like, oh my God, am I out of gas again?
No,
like,
just that commercial again.
It's the same time of day. I'm about in the same spot. I've fallen for it like 50 times. That should be against the rules to put that into a commercial.
It should, like a siren.
Like a siren, yes. Yeah. Remember that? Oh my gosh. You know that story, right, Steve? Of course you do. You know all the stories from our past.
yes, I do. No, I don't.
I think it was one of the commercials. It was a national commercial, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it had sirens in it. Well, it was driving people crazy because, of course, I don't know. You're playing sirens on the radio. You're not supposed to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, we ended up having to, we're like, well, yeah, you can't do that. So we had to pull the commercial because people kept going, guys, I keep pulling over in the middle of traffic because, you know.
Yeah, you're looking everywhere to try to find it. You don't want to be in the way.
Which is just being a good person. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. How was that even allowed to be on air in the first place?
I know. Well, it was one of those deals just kind of slipped through. But we got rid of it pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Was it 18...
Oh, a long time ago.
96?
Yeah. It was back when we ran all of our commercials on record.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Could be an owner that for some reason is like, no, I'm not doing purple berries.
Kevin James.
Grimace and I, we have a thing. Grimace dated my old girlfriend.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Wow. Is there an earthquake?
No, there's not an earthquake. Why? Mm-hmm. Did you...
I can feel the ground shaking, yeah.
Oh, it's just our TV station playing loud noise.
Ah, okay, cool.
I don't know why they do that.
This building is so weird, you know, it's old. And this morning I was walking through the lobby, and I'm like, oh, do they still have that big thing of hand sanitizer down here? So I walk through the lobby, and I stop, and right as I stop, I get drilled in the head with about 4 raindrops through the lobby ceiling. I'm like,
raining.
Well, it's raining outside, guys.
People.
Yeah, it's raining outside.
Mm. Did you pick up your popcorn in the lobby?
Popcorn in the lobby? What?
It's a bad joke. Sorry.
I don't get it at all. Could you please explain?
Like movie theater lobby.
Yeah. Huh? Time out. How long's the entire... Nope. No, you know what, Steve? Welcome to it, bud. We have not done this to you yet.
Oh, no.
But welcome to a Jay and Kevin
show. Oh, yes. It's a tradition, favorite. Yeah.
You now have, you've done it.
847.
That joke, thank you, Jay. I could not find his number fast enough. You could tell I was stalling. We are now giving out producer Steve's phone number.
Yeah, 847.
No.
Yeah.
997.
Hey, easy.
Steve, mine's out there. 509-994-4450.
Kevin Eugene.
Everybody knows it. You guys have given my phone number out like 55 times.
I never have.
Lies. Steve.
Kevin.
One more of those. We're giving it all out.
You already gave out like 75% of it.
Well, that's, you know how long it would take
You know how long it takes to how many combinations there are in a 4-digit number?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I believe it's 10,000.
Is that right?
Maybe more.
How could that be? That's not right.
No, there really is.
There's 10,000.
In a 4-digit number?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Nice memory, Kev.
I don't think that's right.
Oh.
It is.
Again, you're going to just argue. You don't even know if it's a fact or not, but you're going to argue it.
All right, no. Okay, I won't argue it. Fine.
I just Googled it.
Okay, hold on, Steve. Oh, don't today. I mean, today I'm already a little on edge because of my morning. Yesterday, my son said, hey, is there a chance I could use your car tomorrow? Because he needs to run and get a part to fix something on his car that's taken apart. Whatever.
Right.
I was like, yeah, if that means you get your car out of my garage, you bet, bud. So... he was like, okay, so you don't mind taking an Uber? I'm like, no big deal. I like taking an Uber to work once in a while. Mm. You know, I missed it. So this morning, no big deal, right? I'm just going to jump on. It's like 5:10. I'm going to order an Uber here. Well, I'm going to see how far out the Uber is and then order it and get ready. So I go to hit Uber, and my Uber app is not downloaded.
Oh,
it needs to be downloaded again because my phone is full, so I think
it just offloads stuff.
Offloads apps that you haven't used for a while.
Yeah, supposedly it'll take the one that you've used less frequently.
Yeah, and which was weird. I was surprised that Uber was gone, but It takes away a lot of them because my phone is completely full.
It's like the vegetables that get pushed to the back of the fridge and then go rotten. Yeah.
And it's not like you didn't like them. Yeah. You just forgot
You forgot
them.
They were there.
Sorry,
and then
Uber, I forgot about you.
Got to re-download your vegetables.
So I was like, oh, gosh.
Good comparison.
Thanks.
Okay, there's no Uber app. Now I've got to download the app. So I'm waiting for the app. And for some reason, it decides it's going to take forever because it's also updating like three other Uber
things. Could just call me. I mean, I could run over and grab you.
I mean, I could have, Jay, but I was like, at that point, it's not that big of a deal.
Just Uber on in.
It's no biggie. That's what I even said to my son. No biggie. No biggie, Teej. I got you.
No biggie, bro.
I like taking an Uber once in a while, so no biggie. Okay, so I get that. Okay, we're good. We click on it. Uber. Oh, 6 minutes away. Perfect. Order. Ping. Your card is declined.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's not.
Well, apparently
it was. No, it's
not.
There's plenty of money in there. What are you talking about? Try it again.
Well.
Please use a different card. Now, this had happened before on Uber Eats, and then it says use your Apple Pay.
Right.
And that's what I've done on Uber Eats, just like bypass. Same card, by the way.
Makes no sense.
I don't know why Uber says
it. Makes zero sense, yeah.
So I'm frustrated. It won't let me do it with Apple Pay. And I'm like, okay. Now I can't even pay for a stinking... Jay, I was thinking, do I call and get someone to bring me to work?
Because I would come get you and I'd play a theme song. I would have a theme song.
Ooh. And it would be...
Really?
Uber on up to the station. To a deluxe apartment. On Broadway or Boone. I could Uber on up. I would just sing Uber on up.
Uber on up.
Uber on up.
I did
to
not,
the station.
I was about to give out your phone number. But you were saying Uber on up.
Uber on up.
No, that's great, Jay.
Uber on up to the station. To a building that leaks all the time. Uber on up.
Uber on up.
What do you think?
Uber on up to the station.
Yeah.
Luckily, I scrolled down through the options and saw that Venmo was an option.
Oh, there
and
we
I
go.
I said, hey, I know I have a little money in my Venmo account. Uh-huh. So I hit pay, got a ride. Enoch, heck of a fella.
Heck of a guy.
Heck of a guy. Listening to hard rock, though.
Oh, like, man.
Ooh, that'll get you up in the morning.
And good morning.
People who listen to that stuff in the morning, it always amazes me.
Yeah, I feel like they're asleep by like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Just have way too much energy at 5 a.m. But then there's like, oh, man, I'm exhausted. I got to take a nap.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Well, congrats on the Uber on up.
Well, I got here. And that was it. Just a little bit of a journey to get here today.
Isn't that something? Want to tell a joke about it, Steve?
No, I'm all joked out.
I mean, I got the last 4 digits of your number right here. I kind of want to save people the 10,000 effort.
10,000 combinations.
What if I just gave the numbers, but in like a random order?
That would be fun.
Well, that seems very easy to guess, though.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'll just call this one.
Yeah, I
don't know where this is.
Use line 2, I think, is the best one to call out on. Again, it's tricky with our phones.
Oh, I'll just call for myself.
Oh, call for yourself. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that works.
That'd be better.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
That way it won't be on the air.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
He's a genius.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. I'm worried to say anything because I feel as though I'm going to say something that's going to...
Get the rest of your phone number out there?
Yeah.
You're fine, bud.
Am I jinxing myself?
No, you're totally good.
Don't worry about it. You know, and I also need to apologize.
Okay.
Although I don't know if we made fun of him today. Because we said yesterday that we weren't going to make fun of... I said that I was not going to make fun of him today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think you made fun of him.
I don't think I made fun of him. I just... pointed out the fact that we both pointed out the fact that joke was a little
Yeah, it was confusing because it wasn't that great.
Yeah, you said the lobby was leaking, and he goes, did you get your popcorn?
Yeah, because it was, he was trying to think.
And then he goes, I was like, oh, cool, listener left us popcorn?
Yeah.
In the lobby? No. Mm-mm. No, he's like, you know, lobby, popcorn.
Like a movie theater?
Eh?
Huh? How about that, eh?
Should I double down?
Yeah, I dare you.
No, don't.
Okay.
Don't do it, Steve. Okay, right. So I'm still on track. I'm not going to make fun of you at all today. I'm not going to give you a hard time all day today.
Does that include off the air, or is that only on air only?
Oh, just on air. Okay. I can't help. Right. I can't keep it.
Yeah, I get what you're doing.
I see what's happening here. But you don't get popcorn in the lobby? No?
By the way,
I'd never associate a lobby with popcorn.
Oh.
Do you, Jay?
I mean, it's not the first thing I think of, no.
Yeah, like, I wonder how long. You know what? I will give you a chance today. Here's what we'll do. When Steve Hawk comes in.
Yep.
We will ask Steve
Good
Hawk.
Good question, yeah.
We will say, Steve Hawk, when I say the word lobby, what are things that you think of?
Yeah, I like that.
And we'll
that.
See, you know.
I think most people think of a hotel, I would think.
Hotel lobby?
Yeah, I might be wrong.
Lobby of an office? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those are the things I think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if I said elevator, you would think.
I would think
of an elevator.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what we're doing now.
Because words associated with lobby.
An elevator?
So,
yeah, I mean, that could be. There could be a...
Better than popcorn.
Yeah.
If we were playing word association...
Right, and you're trying to get me to say the word lobby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If I said popcorn versus elevator...
Which one would get us
Yeah, which
first?
One would you prefer?
Man.
So, if this is password, the password is...
Yeah.
Lobby.
Yeah,
you know why?
And he goes, popcorn. What are you saying, Kevin?
If you said popcorn, I'd say movie.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Okay, but
or
then
butter.
If I said elevator, what would you say first?
Elevator. I would say. Well, I wouldn't say lobby.
Yeah. I might say up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Down. Yeah.
And then you might
shaft.
Say floor.
Floors. Yeah.
Floors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I will give Buttons. You credit for this, Steve. Uh-huh. Elevator is a better clue. You want to know why? A better clue for lobby. There is actually an L. In elevators sometimes, for lobby.
And in the actual word.
Thanks.
Yes.
Correct. By the way, Sean from Thompson Falls texted in and said it's actually more than 10,000, Kevin. There's 124,567,999,654,000 different combinations for a four-digit number.
Okay.
Like, you know, so if you took four random numbers, like 7, 2, 5, 3... And you could, there'd be all those different combinations.
Wow. Huh. That's amazing.
Just letting you know. Got to keep you up to date. Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Catering.
You could eat a lot of popcorn or a lot of barbecue trying to figure out different combinations.
Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Take that. Lainey sang last night. I don't know if you saw any of that. We told you Thomas Rhett sang. Lainey sang last night, too. She sang her song, Hang On, Honey. Hang Tight Honey. It's her new one. And then afterwards, it's catchy, isn't it, Kevin?
I mean, it's catchy.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my opinions about it to myself right now.
You don't like that song?
I don't like her voice in it. See, doggone it, Jay, I said I was going to keep them to myself, and you tricked me into saying it.
I have heard that I've inspired you and what you've done so far.
You were so sweet.
I was so proud of you at the ACMs the other night, and I couldn't be more proud to be the one that helps you continue to bridge the gap between our generations, keep them all going. I'd like to be the person to invite you to be a member, official member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so last night, yeah.
That's a good moment.
That's a great moment. Well done. And, you know, Reba
passing
got to
of
do
the
it.
Torch, too. I feel like Lainey's, you know, the hottest female in country music, and Reba was at for many, many years.
Which is weird that she's the hottest female in country music with a terrible voice, apparently.
No, she doesn't have a terrible voice. I on that song, I just said her voice. I don't love it for some reason.
Or is she the hottest female in country music? Or is it Reba again because she's got her own TV show again and she's on The Voice? I mean, it's like she's everywhere right now. She did the, well, remember when Dolly was in the news like every single day?
Yes.
And we were like, this is insane. She has had quite the resurgence. And, you know, she went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and she had all the stuff where she was like literally every day. Oh,
for sure.
And now she's got the Dolly Parton donuts at Krispy Kreme. And it's just, I don't know.
I haven't seen the Dolly Parton donuts. How do they close the box on those?
And that's your audio out for a Wednesday. It is May 22nd, 2024. I wasn't supposed to laugh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So the road is closed up here, but you're just going to keep going past the road closure sign and then turn into our parking lot.
Kevin James.
Oh, it's okay. It's special. I'm like, yeah, it is special. It's a special situation.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, it's special. Quick forecast update. Rain. Man, it was pouring this morning. I don't know if it still is. It's supposed to lighten up later today, and then it's another chance for rain tomorrow. This forecast doesn't really mention a bunch of rain over the weekend, but our friend downstairs there, Mr. Peterson, said there's a chance of showers, I think, for the next 4 days.
Oh, thank God. it's been so dry.
I just hope, in the back of my mind, I'm like, this better pay dividends in August. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Better work out in August, man. Forecast update brought to you by Zero Res. So 48 and not fantastic out right now. Wasn't fantastic day for you yesterday. I don't know. Yesterday, so it started with the fact, I don't know if you're lying to me.
Or
if you were just trying to get away with something or if you just hadn't noticed, but
I'll be honest with you if I was lying.
Okay, that's fair.
Which I know seems weird, but I will fess up to it now.
So the large bottle of carbonated water.
Yes, sir.
American Clear, is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, ones I drink every day. I have one right here.
Yeah, American Clear. You grab it.
I like this one, by the way. White grape.
Oh, I haven't seen that
Recommend.
One.
Recommend.
You had peach yesterday, yeah?
I did.
Yeah.
He grabs it, and it falls over on the counter. And this is, if you've never seen these bottles, they're like, what is that, a quart?
Yeah, one quart.
Okay, so it's a quart bottle, and he goes to grab it, and he tips it over, and it goes poof onto the counter. The cap's on it, hasn't been opened yet. And then he just picks it up, and he just goes to take the lid off. And, of course, what's it do? It's carbonated water.
I don't remember it falling on the
counter. It did. It tipped over sideways. That's why it was so bubbly. And then you go, oh, I've never had that come up. Like, I go, what did you think was going to happen?
This one that's been beat up coming up the stairs.
That was an hour ago.
Timing is what it's about, huh?
Well, it settles.
I just really haven't had one ever explode on me from these.
So it started.
Some products I always have explode on me. That one.
So you legitimately didn't know that.
I did not notice.
Okay, that's fine. So it fizzes over. Now there's just water all over the counter, and it's like I'm like, yeah, well, what did you think was going to happen?
It was a quick twist, Jay, that resulted in it shooting all over my shirt and on my keyboard, and I quickly shut it.
Right.
So it wasn't too much, but it was enough where you were like, nice, keyboard.
And then the keyboard a second time when you were pouring the water into your cup.
That was reckless.
That was very reckless.
I was doing the thing
reckless.
I always do, which was I was pouring from a very high distance like a bartender on a cruise ship.
Yep. And I was like, okay, I didn't know if that was a mood thing or if you were just...
Yeah, it was fun.
You were just, okay, so you're just like being foolish and reckless.
And it was going fine until it got towards the top.
Well, weird how that happens.
And as it got towards the top, it started to splash out and it splashed on the keyboard.
Right.
Again.
So then I'm like, but dude, you're getting... I'm pretty sure. I can check with Dave in IT, and I will when I go by to get some coffee here in a few minutes. I don't think he enjoys it. When you pour liquid into the computer keyboard. I think he likes that.
I mean, in fairness to me, I was not trying to pour it in the keyboard.
You weren't not trying to.
I mean, I was trying to pour it in the cup, and it just happened to splash a little. Mm-hmm. It was splashy splash over the side, splashy and splash. It was,
Yeah, a little splashy splash.
Right.
Yeah.
It was not good.
So now I've already had to reprimand him twice about the water in the keyboard scenario.
And Jay, out of respect for you is how the next thing happened.
Is that what
because
it was?
Because I realized that I had...
Thank you.
And the whole reason I was doing it, I was pouring it into the glass to try to take my pills.
Yeah.
So I was unmedicated, which may have been part of the problem.
Okay, I'm sure that was.
And I then, I'm going to put the lid on this. And I just feel like telling the story about it, I'm going to spill.
Well, again.
Jay, I then at that point had the full 32-ounce cup sitting there with no lid on.
You know what? No one's going to be able to guess what happened. If you think you know what happened, go ahead. I dare you to text it in right now, 509-441-0999. Or you can call. I guarantee
I don't think
you.
Can guess.
No one will be able to guess what happened next.
You think so?
Oh, look at the texting coming
in. Oh, no. What did they say?
I'm going to guess he spilled it. This one says spill. This one says, This one says, by the way.
Thank it's you. Just that obvious, is it?
just, spill. Got his pants wet. Tidal wave. Tsunami. Well, good spelling. And I'm going to guess he spilled. Yeah. So it looks like there's a lot of people. Look at Dave.
Oh, good God. You're listening? We haven't even got to the bad part yet.
That was the greatest ever.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Dave Simmons is like the nicest man.
Dave from
but
IT.
That's the first time I've ever seen like a threatening look from him.
That was the greatest.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That. Oh, that
God,
was
he's always listening,
so
isn't he?
Oh, good.
He knows everything.
Love Dave. That's
well,
hilarious.
At that point, I thought, I got to grab the lid and put it on top of my tumbler.
Uh-huh.
And I grabbed the lid. I thought the tumbler was more to where my right hand was, but apparently I had left it right in front of me.
Boy, and it sure lived up to its name, didn't it?
And I grabbed the lid, and I pulled my hand over, and I just hit it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And spill it all over my shirt and my lap. Now, thank God, Dave, it spilled away from the keyboard.
Well, yeah, the keyboard was already dripping, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, so it was away from the keyboard, but it was all over the counter. Started to go to producer Steve's stuff. It ruined his all of his papers, including the little note that his parents left that said, "We are proud, Steve. We love you."
Oh,
smiley face.
Good God.
And they had a little red star
really?
On it. Yeah. And it ruined that. It ruined all the stuff that Steve had over there, and I felt bad about that. But what did I do?
Nothing. You sat there.
I just sat there and
you
laughed.
Sat
well,
there.
In fairness, my pants were soaking
you
wet.
You just sat there, and what did I do?
It's hard to walk with a wet crotch.
Well, I don't know, but can neither confirm nor deny.
And then you guys both jumped up and ran to get paper towels.
Right, yeah.
Well, I've had experience with that.
I then took the very late the very empty tumbler and put the lid on.
And again.
And as you guys came back in, I just kept saying, "Hey, guys, lid's on now."
Yeah, right. Lid's on now.
Lid's on now, guys.
But your recklessness with the opening the bottle, the pouring of the bottle, and then who puts a lid on an extremely full tumbler with one hand? Who does that?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? You hold on to it.
Hold on, Jay. Did I spill it trying to get the lid on?
Yeah, you went over like that to put the lid on and it went poof and it just...
Oh, I thought I just hit it with my hand. See, I don't even know what I did. I don't even know what I did.
Oh, that's what I thought you did too because that's what you were saying, but...
No,
I did. I picked up the lid and I was going to put it on, but I think in my brain, the tumbler was over here and I... But you think I was trying to put it on?
It looked to me like you were putting the lid on with one hand.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see it. So, if that's the case, then you should be triply reprimanded.
I'm willing to make a deal.
Okay.
You know how we've had
I'm just going to remind you, Dave Simmons is listening.
Like a swear jar or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Every time that I do something dumb, like if I don't have a lid on something or if I'm being reckless and I do the, the very long pour that I like to do, it's a fine, okay? Or it's
a ding-dong donation.
It's a one you know, one check mark, whatever.
Well, I like the donation. If you're being a ding dong, you have to donate. Ding-dong, so it's a ding dong donation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like willing to do that. Yeah. Now, I would also like to have ding dong donations for you guys.
Sure.
On things that you do that might be ding dongish.
Okay.
Steve, I've already got a list prepared.
Wow. Oh, man. I didn't know
All
that.
Right. Well, that I think counts as him insulting me. So donate.
No. I'm just saying, I already have a list. I didn't say they were all for you.
Okay. All right. Well, go on.
They are. I don't have any for Jay yet.
Okay.
I'm too afraid to make one.